Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, Storm. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jotham Down store, still trying to figure out some way to safeguard the ill-fated jewel. Listen.
Well, Lum, can't we raise just one window shade in here? I can't hardly see what I'm doing.
I can't help it. You ain't raising no window shade.
Well, let me unlock the door, then. Get some fresh air in here.
No, we ain't going to unlock no doors, neither. So you may as well just get that idea right out of your head.
Well, we can't do no business closed up this way, Lum. Folks have been coming down here at the store all day long, wanting in, rattling the door out there and us hid inside.
Yeah, and we're going to stay hid, too.
We're losing business.
Well, that's better than losing your head.
Huh.
I ain't going to take no chances on that Hisari throwing any more knives at me like he done yesterday.
Well, he missed you. Don't my notions on it. He's got a poor aim.
Yeah, but next time he might accidental get me.
I believe that Hisari is about as bad as a knife thrower I seen in a show one time. I blowed 15 cents to say that, too, and he couldn't hit nothing.
Abner, couldn't we change the subject? Talk about something else for a spell.
Yeah, sure, sure. This feller had a woman stand up against a big board there, and he swung knives at her for a half hour. Just might now outlined her with them, sticking in the board all around her, and never did hit her. Charlie Redfield was there with me, and finally, last time he threw the knife, it went right by her neck, and I said, come on, Charlie, you missed her again. Let's get out of here and go home.
Well, I think that fella was supposed to miss her.
I could have hit her.
That was the idea of his act, to come as close to her as he could without hitting her. But this is sorry fella ain't acting. He means business.
Now, wait a minute. I believe that's our ring.
Don't answer, Dabner. It might be a trap or something.
Well, I'll see who it is. They can't trap me on the... Hello. Jot 'em down, store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, howdy, Miss Huddleston. Well, yes, we called up a while ago wanting to know how Dick was feeling. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear it, yes.
Well, tell her we'll fix him up a basket of fruit tomorrow if we're still alive.
Yeah, well, give him our best regards, Miss Huddleston. All right. Goodbye.
How's he doing?
Oh, pretty good, she says. Setting up. Says he's got a pretty good headache where that strong box fell down and whopped him on the head. Doc Miller didn't find nothing special wrong with him, though.
No concussions, huh?
She didn't say. Reckon he's sitting on a couple of cushions or pillars or something. She said she made him as comfort as possible.
No, I mean concussions on the head.
I guess he's got his head on a couple of soft pillars, too, if it's hurting him.
Oh, and... let it go.
You know, I feel sort of guilty for not telling her that it was our fault that he got whopped.
Our fault?
Why, sure. He had the diamond in his hand when he got hit. We know by now, Lum, that something happens to everybody that gets a hold of that thing.
Yeah, but I never figured he'd have it long enough for nothing to happen to him. All we was trying to do is mail a diamond to your brother-in-law, Fred, get shut of it for a while.
Yeah, we ought to figure, though, that he's a postmaster, and so natural he'd have to handle it. Tell you, Lum, it just ain't safe for nobody to touch that thing, I'll tell you
that
right
now. Yeah,
you're
right, it ain't, it ain't.
It's dangerous.
Special not with a fella around town throwing knives at you. If my plan with Squire Skimp works out, though, maybe we'll be shut of it for good.
Well, I wish Squire would hurry up and get here, then, so that we can open up the store again. I'd feel a heap safer if we'd let a little daylight in this place, Lum. This is creepy in here.
Just sit down and take it easy. We oughtn't have to wait much longer.
Well, I can't sit down. I'm too nervous, don't get. I feel up like a caged-up lion in here.
Well, here, sit down and look at the wish book. There's enough light in here for that.
What do I want to look at the wish book for, Lum?
Well, me and you have quite a bit of money to spend if we can make a good enough deal with Squire to sell the diamond.
You reckon Squire will actually buy it?
Well, I don't know. He's interested in stuff like diamonds. He always claims he's got good connections where he can buy and sell stuff like that.
Yeah, I've heard him brag about that.
And he'll more than likely want to make a deal of some kind with us because he's so anxious to get the money out of them mortgages he holds on our places.
Well, I hope he does. I'd sure hate to lose my home out of this mix-up, I'll tell you that.
Well,
right now.
Don't worry, you won't. Here, look at the catalog.
They're going to throw knives. I don't want to be out in the street when they do it.
They got some nice stuff in the catalog there if you just look at it.
What is it?
Oh, I don't know. Too dark in here to tell.
Well, here, doggies, maybe this will help a little.
Look out, Abner. Don't put that window blind up.
Well, now you can see something in here, doggies.
Yeah, and Hisari can see in here, too.
Well, Lum, you go blind as a bat trying to read with that shade down. Now you can see the cattle all.
Well, yeah, it is better.
Sure, your eyes is bugged out like a tromped-on toad frog trying to read.
These are just some pictures of some toy boats here.
Well, I don't want no toy boat. Well, Dogies, what's that silo doing there?
Silo? Where?
Right there in the picture. See it standing there on that rock there in the middle of the pond.
Oh, well, that ain't no silo. That's a lighthouse. That's the ocean around it there.
A lighthouse?
Yeah.
I never seen one of them before.
Well, I ain't surprised. There ain't no lighthouses here in Pine Ridge. Fact is, I don't reckon there's one in the state.
There ain't?
No, not a lighthouse in the state.
Why, Dogies, there's a good opening for somebody, ain't it?
What is?
Putting up a lighthouse. Body wouldn't have no competition. I'd love to go in on that.
Well, what would you want with a lighthouse here for? There ain't no ships around here to need one.
Well, that might be just the reason they ain't. If we had a good lighthouse, it'd more likely be lots of big ships come in here.
Well, silly, you gotta have an ocean before you can have ships.
Maybe the lighthouse would bring one.
Well, better get the telephone there. It ain't safe for me to stand up there. Makes too good a target for a knife.
Yeah, well, I'll stand up little. That's what I'll do. I'll get it. Hello, John, I'm down store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, yeah, Miss Kim. You done what? Well, for the land's sakes.
What'd she do?
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I am, too. What is it, though?
It's something about squabbling. Yeah, I'll tell them. Well, much obliged for telling us. Goodbye.
What happened?
Miss Kemp said Squire stepped out of the front door on his way over here to see you, Lon. He got attacked of appendicitis or something.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Dogies, it just looks to me like we ain't supposed to get shut of that dead blame diamond, Lon.
I know it. Every single time we've tried to get rid of it, something happens to where we got to keep it.
It's painted. That's all there to it.
Yeah, looks like it all.
Oh, it is.
Well, there ain't but one thing to do now, and that's to hide it in some good, safe place. Bury it, maybe.
Bury it?
Yeah.
In the ground?
Hey, wait a minute. I believe down in that basement over at your house would be a good place.
Hold on, now, wait just a minute now, Lon.
I think that's just the place for it. I'll meet you over there tonight, long about 11 o'clock.
And now, at about 4 minutes after 11... we find the old fellow stealthily digging a small hole in the basement of the Peabody home.
There, I reckon it ought to be big enough. Don't you think so?
I still don't like the idea of this diamond being buried right underneath where I live.
Well, it can't bring you no harm when it's buried down under the ground this way, I don't think.
I still don't like it.
Well, we won't leave it here but for a few days or weeks.
Huh.
Just till that Hazari gets unencouraged looking for it and leaves town.
Yeah, Dogies, Lum, why don't you sell this to Hazari? He wants it bad enough.
I told you we can't do that. You know what he said would happen to us if he ever found it on us again.
Yeah, but, Lum, it seems to me like...
Besides that, I don't know as how I'd want to sell it.
Don't want to sell it?
Someday that's going to be Miss Emmeline's engagement ring. Hold the lamp over here, Abner. I want to open the box and just look at the diamond once more before we bury it.
Yeah, here, let me get a hold on it. Yeah. I still say, though, if we'd
hold it a little closer.
A little closer?
That's it.
Burn your mustache here if you ain't careful.
Granny, just look at that thing sparkle.
Oh, it
sparkles like a diamond.
Yeah, it sparkles. Ain't no doubt about that.
Hey, what happened? Where's the light?
I don't know. That lamp just blowed out, Lum.
Well, hurry up and light it again. Dark as pitch down here.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to find a match, Dogies. I got one someplace. Yeah, here's one right here.
Here, that's better. Now we can finish. Hold it over here. Oh, my goodness, Abner, look.
Huh?
The diamond's gone. It's gone.